Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 69 points to close at 17,554. It's a record high close for the Dow Industrials. Whenever we have a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex. The Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. Go ahead, gather. I'm in the talk studio. I am separated by a glass window. I can see them. They can see me. And that's as close as we really need to get. Money Radio staff gathering in the control room. Doreen is passing out candles. They are the lilac-scented or lavender. I don't know. Frankly, I can't tell the difference. They're scented candles. And she's passing them out and lighting them as she does so. Renee joins us, Pam, Randy, Marcus, Chris joining in today. Good to see you. James with the Green Bay Packer banner, which I still don't get. Who else do we have? RC joining us. Always a pleasure to see you, sir. Kevin, glad you could make it. Walt joins us. Flew in on his helicopter, and he is joining us today. Good to see you, Walt. He's off to some other strange and exotic location this weekend. We don't know where. Everybody has a lit candle now? Hope so. Yeah. Looks like it. There is a glow coming up from the control room. Normally, the control room is kind of a dark place, kind of like a jazz bar or something like that. But with the candles, it lights up with this nice mellow glow. Anyway, go ahead and start the procession. And there they go. The Money Radio staff walking out of the control room, down the hallway to the bistro, also known as the break room, where they will find chocolate chip cookies, good old reliable chocolate chips. And what else do you have out there today? Macadamia nut. Wow. Sounds good. Of course, by the time I get off of air, there will be nothing but crumbs left. That's the way it is. The market's hit a record high. What do you and I get left with? Crumbs. Some people ask me, do you really have this procession? Do you really have the candles and everything? Yes. Of course we do. Dow Industrials up 69 at 17,554, a record high close. S&P 500 up 7 at 2,031, a record high close. NASDAQ up 17 at 46.38. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 3 basis points at 2.38%. Oil down 70 cents at $77.98 per barrel. Gold up $1.30 at $1,142.30 per ounce. Silver up 11 cents at $15.53. Outplacement consultant Challenger Gray and Christmas says layoffs increased by 51,000 last month. Layoffs are down 4% from a year ago, and the increase in October follows a 14-year low in September. Meanwhile, Labor Department reports the number of Americans applying for new jobless benefits fell by 10,000 last week to 278,000. It's the 8th straight week under 300,000. This is all part of the setup for tomorrow morning's monthly jobs report. The big news today comes from the European Central Bank. ECB President Mario Draghi announced the central bank will increase its balance sheet by 1 trillion euro, or about $1.2 trillion, over the next 2 years. Interest rates are already at record lows, and Draghi has said they can go no lower. The ECB has issued long-term loans to banks and started buying covered bonds in the hopes of flooding the economy with enough liquidity to ease credit constraints. Purchases of asset-backed securities are due to start this month. Exactly what the ECB will purchase remains uncertain, but they're likely to move into the 1.4 trillion euro market for investment-grade non-financial corporate bonds next month. Now, corporate bonds still won't be enough, and the ECB will have to start buying government debt early next year. There was a minor brouhaha about Draghi's announcement. Reuters reported that some ECB policymakers were upset that Draghi was being overly aggressive with monetary policy. Draghi squashed that when he gave the statement. He said the asset purchases had been approved and underwritten unanimously. We don't know what went on behind closed doors, but there was some arm twisting. Meanwhile, the Bank of England also met today and said it would keep its benchmark interest rate at 0.5%, where it's been since March 2009. The bank also left unchanged a stimulus program of holding £375 billion. It's about $600 billion. Meanwhile, an ignominious revelation as Irish newspapers printed a letter from former ECB President Jean-Claude Trichet to former Irish Finance Minister Brian Linehan back in November 2010, where the ECB explicitly threatened to cut off emergency funding from the Irish banking system unless Ireland immediately applied for a bailout and agreed to a program of austerity and bank recapitalization, which they did within 2 days of that letter. So it appears the ECB really did take notes from the Federal Reserve. Let me take you back to 2008 to refresh your memory. The major financial institutions were looking into the furnace of a global financial meltdown. The Bush administration had cobbled together a 3-page plan to bail out the banksters. Most politicians, both Republican and Democrats, aren't buying in. Then Senator Obama told reluctant Democrats that as president, he would pursue major foreclosure relief efforts. But it was important to keep the banks out of the furnace. And with candidate Obama on board, the bailout passed with minimal Republican support. And then after the election of 2008, the new administration decided that changing bankruptcy laws would be too difficult. Obama and Geithner let the banksters run the administration's mortgage modification program, truly putting the foxes in charge of the henhouse. And as we all know now, the mortgage mod plan was an epic failure. On Tuesday, voters voted with their middle finger. Republicans say the 2014 midterms were a referendum on Obama's failed policies, and they are right. But these were also failed policies of the GOP. Following the financial crisis of 2008, the politicians saved Wall Street and spit on Main Street. As the voters left the polls on Tuesday, they were surveyed. 2/3 said the U.S. economic system favors the wealthy. About 80% said they were worried about the direction of the economy. About half said things will be worse for the next generation. The economy, as in every election, remained the top issue on voters' minds. There has been an economic recovery from the near meltdown in 2008, but it was uneven and insufficient for most people. A few drops of tepid water on a hot summer day in Phoenix. Enough to keep you alive, but not enough to quench your thirst. Meanwhile, a cool waterfall for the lucky few who have it made in the shade. Both Republicans and Democrats share blame for the economic shortcomings, but the buck stops in the Oval Office, rightly so. Voters may or may not be aware of all the details, but they know the game is rigged. Everything is rigged. The LIBOR is rigged. The foreign exchange markets are rigged. Metals markets are rigged. Stock market is rigged. Tax system is rigged. Justice system is rigged. And, of course, Washington, D.C. is rigged. If you or I steal a soda from the corner grocer, you'd probably go to jail, rightly so. But a bankster can steal millions. billions, forged signatures on documents. Remember the robo-signing? Perjure, money launder, inside trade, cheat on taxes, lie on official documents, and the worst that happens is a slap on the wrist fine that's ultimately paid by shareholders and consumers, and the whole thing is tax deductible. And the regulator and the prosecutor then shuffle through the revolving door to get paid off by corporate America. There has been some economic recovery, but the economy is still headed in the wrong direction. Consider that in 2005, for every $1 of financial wealth, there was 66 cents of non-financial wealth, things like homes and family businesses. 10 years later, for every $1 of financial wealth, there was just 43 cents of non-financial wealth. What happens to all this financial wealth? Over 90% of the assets owned by millionaires are held in low-risk investments, bonds and cash, the stock market and real estate. Business startup costs made up less than 1% of the investments of high-net-worth individuals in North America in 2011. Small business is the backbone of America, the economic engine for new jobs, but that engine has run out of fuel. On the corporate side, stock buybacks are employed to enrich executives and hedge fund activists rather than to invest in new technologies. In 1981, major corporations were spending less than 3% of their combined net income on buybacks. But in recent years, they've been spending up to 95% of their profits on buybacks and dividends. Now, you might say that corporations are just sitting on a hoard of cash anyway, so why not employ that cash somewhere? But what it really says is that we've run out of productive ideas, and good old Yankee ingenuity is dead. I don't believe that. I just think we need the right soil to grow small businesses again. The upper middle class of America owns a smaller percentage of wealth than the corresponding groups in all major nations except Russia and Indonesia. The upper middle class in the U.S., defined as everyone in the top half below the richest 20%, so from 50% to 80%, owns just 11.9% of the wealth. That's 11.9% for the upper middle class in the U.S. Indonesia at 10.5%, Russia at 7.5%. Well, they're worse off. But in all other nations, the corresponding upper middle classes own 12 to 27% of the wealth. The American dream is dead. And America's bottom half compares even less favorably to the world, dead last, with just 1.3% of national wealth. Only Russia comes close, and they're at 1.9%. The bottom half in all other nations owns 2.6% to 10.2% of the wealth, just 1.3% in America. A rising tide lifts all boats, and we keep hearing that the tide is coming in, but only a few yachts are rising. All the other boats are taking on water. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about a handout. I'm talking about a hand up. In an economy that's not rigged against you, it's the idea of equality of opportunity. Make of it what you will. And follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog is eatthebankers.com. That's eatthebankers.com.